is Ted Kennedy. 1992 election dirty tricks are underway. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, no sooner are the presidential candidates off and running for 1992 than the Bush administration pulls a devious maneuver. Current law, enacted after the Watergate scandal, provides matching public funds for presidential candidates to reduce their reliance on fat cat private contributors and political action committees. The public funds are provided when taxpayers check a box on their tax returns and designate a dollar for the fund. Right now, the kitty is low. It won't reach full strength until after April 15th. Since it's easier for President Bush to qualify, he can walk off with the limited funds currently available before Democrats qualify. That's unfair, yet President Bush says he'll veto any bill to give Democratic candidates their fair share. Tell the White House to stop the dirty tricks, Al. Those are taxpayer funds. They're meant for both parties.
Ted, obeying a law which you voted for and helped to pass is not a dirty trick. Sure, the kitty is low for matching funds, but that's only because fewer and fewer people are checking yes on their tax return to give the feds a buck donation. That ought to tell you something right there, Ted. The American people are fed up with the inaction and stalling of the Democrat Congress. All of this year, the president has waited for a crime bill, a bank reform bill, a new highway bill. Should I go on? Now the year is almost gone, and a Democrat Congress has to really scramble to finish its work. Ted, the only dirty trick I see is the one always played on the taxpayers. They actually expect Congress to jumpstart the economy, create new jobs, and reduce spending. The national debt is over $4 trillion. No wonder taxpayers won't check the box. They don't like always getting stuck with the tab for Democrats who pick their pocket. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats in Congress taking their own sweet time to solve urgent problems. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.